Oh, this is the Real BS Show on a freezing cold winter day.
That's what we got.
And we got three more bad ones coming. Ugly, ugly, ugly weather. I hate it. Did I ever tell you how much I hate winter?
Yeah. It's, you know.
Whew. This is awful. Awful.
It's one of those things where you just feel it in your hands when you step it outside, you know.
Oh, man. This is crazy. Crazy. I don't know who invented winter, but boy.
The tilt of the earth.
But we're getting whacked this year. They ain't messing around.
Yeah.
And I think we got the next 3 days are going to be awful. Just awful.
Did you know the Lake Erie is 95% frozen over? It might be more now. But that's something I saw, you know, that shook me a little bit, thinking, that's probably why we're not going to get as much snow.
Well, the Allegheny's frozen over big time, all the way through Oil City and down around Franklin. Just one big chunky bunch of ice. There's no water anywhere.
Right.
I haven't seen that in quite a while.
Yeah, they're saying it's possibly going to be 100% frozen over, so that's going to be...
That Lake Erie?
Yeah. It's not right now, 95, so we're right there almost. You know,
that'll cut down on the snow.
Yeah, 95%. And right now, we're the most frozen over.
Well, it's the shallowest.
Right. Yeah, and this will help with a lot of the lake effect snow. But you know, weirdly, Lake Ontario is not really that frozen over, so it's kind of weird.
That's more up around Syracuse and all that, those folks up there.
Yeah.
Ooh. And they get 3 feet of snow. Oh, terrible. I was out west and up in the mountains there. They get 8 feet of snow in a night. Eight feet of snow.
Yeah.
Unreal.
Yeah.
But then the sun would come out and it all melt pretty fast.
Right. But yeah, we don't get, they'll get theirs in spurts where it's large spurts, whereas ours, we get it just continually.
Yeah, day after day, every night. Yeah. I don't know. It's like, like today, you know, anything I touch is not right, so I just go home and sit there in the chair and look out the window, throw wood in the fire.
That's the thing is, you know, this kind of weather, you know, for me, I like going to look at the lake when it's frozen over. It's just such a beautiful thing. It's a beautiful sight to see Lake Erie completely white, including the bay and everything out there, people ice fishing and stuff, you know.
That's crazy.
They're crazy. They're nuts, but, during the alcohol prohibition. They used to drive cars across Lake Erie to go to Canada to get booze.
Well, the lake freezes over, but it's all lumpy and junky everything from the waves and stuff. And
right.
As it freezes, it's pretty weird looking. I wouldn't crawl around out there.
No, I wouldn't either. It makes you wonder how many cars are got lost in the lake because they would drive across. That's what I'm wondering.
They're nut jobs.
All for alcohol, which, by the way, most people don't know this, but alcohol is a type 1 cancerogen. It's up there with tobacco.
It also melts ice in a quick hurry.
Yes, it does. So, you know, the other thing, too, is that's really weird is how gasoline reacts with temperature. It, you know, water has a heat lag, so it takes a little bit longer for it to freeze, whereas gasoline takes the temperature of the air very quick. So that's why gasoline's so cold compared to... So you never get your hands, you know, covered in gasoline.
Well, I put some dry gas in my car the last time I filled it up.
Oh, I bet.
I said, I'm not gonna chance it.
Yeah, I mean, you know, nowadays with the filters and the way they refine gasoline, it's very efficient compared to 20 years ago, but still there's that risk, you know.
Yeah, that's ugly. Oof.
I've been there before, you know.
I think I'd rather have a flat tire than I would fuel line freeze.
Yeah. Ooh. Even still then, like, you know, I've had a few instances where I had to take my son and his girlfriend to different doctor's appointments and stuff, and I just the way people are acting, they're not paying attention. It's very reckless drivers out there. And I'm just trying to go from point A to point B. And I can count in one day, there was probably like four different vehicles that almost hit me. And I'm not doing anything crazy. I'm not speeding. I'm not, you know, I'm just like, come on. I don't want to get in a wreck. I really don't want to, you know, I don't know.
Terrible.
There's some days I just hate driving. I wish a lot of things could just be done virtually, you know?
Yeah. Well, there is nowadays.
Yeah.
A lot more. But hey, it is what it is. You got some music?
Yeah.
Let's play some music. Let's make it a quickie today.
Yeah.
I'm going to go home and throw wood in the fire.
Yeah, Bill likes quickies.
Yeah. What, you got some picked out?
Yeah.
Good 9 or 10 songs?
Yeah, we got some 80s, early 80s stuff. How about that?
Oh, okay. Well, you're the boss of that. 80s, I don't think I listened to music.
Neither did I. I was not even born yet. So I was born yet in the early 80s, but I wasn't cognitive. Of the music.
Yeah, you weren't paying attention.
No. All right, here we go.
Okay. I never meant to be so bad to you. One thing I said that I would never do. A look from you and I would fall from grace, and that would wipe the smile right from my face. Do you remember when we used to dance, and incidents arose from circumstance? One thing led to another, we were young, and we would scream together songs unsung. Concern yourself with bigger things. You catch a pull and ride the dragon's wings. 'Cause it's the heat of the moment. The heat of the moment. The heat of the moment. Showed in your eyes. Oh, the BS show.
We are back.
Back in action.
The heat of the moment. That's I played that song for you, Bill, just to help you warm up. The heat of the moment.
Melt the icicles on that.
Yeah. And keep Bill thawed for.
I don't think I've ever hated winter as much as I do this year. I think it's terrible.
Do you think it's because you're outside a lot? Is that what it is?
I don't know. Because
you did close down.
I don't want no part of it.
you did close down. The wood business during the winter, so you're not delivering wood. But is that helping at all? Like, you're staying warm that way, at least?
No, you just there's nothing to do.
Yeah.
Sit there and look out the window.
Yeah. You can count the birds coming back.
Boy, those animals, man, I don't know how they do it.
Yeah. I'm telling you right now, I went out and about, you can see the deer where they're at, and you can tell they're hitting the soybean fields really hard, even though there's nothing left of the soybeans. They're all, it's just, they already harvested the soybeans.
I'm noticing a lot of rabbits bouncing around out there, and they go down underneath the bushes someplace, and I don't know where they go to hide, but
right.
They're pretty furry looking.
yeah. Well, the wild rabbits around here, they're cottontail, right? They don't dig burrows. They just go straight in a brush or whatever and hide in the brush. So they're in the elements more, where European rabbits, which, people have as pets, they dig burrows. So, I don't know.
I feel sorry for them.
Yeah.
I can't help them.
It's kind of crazy to think about how the cottontails are. They're weird animals for sure. That's for sure.
I guess they've been doing it for years, so I don't know.
Oh, yeah.
They're still going.
If you were to only survive on cotton, only on rabbits, you'd starve. Actually, they don't have enough fat.
Hassan pepper or something like that, they call it.
Yeah,
they're pretty lean, I guess.
The deer, though, I'll tell you what, they're pretty fluffy right now. You can tell.
Yeah. I don't know. They dig around and they chew on everything.
Oh, yeah.
Tree limbs and stuff. And
they're eating the bark off trees probably right now.
Yeah, they're tough, that's for sure. I mean, when it's minus 15 degrees out there, and they're out there somewhere.
Yeah.
Ooh, I think, oh, man, poor guys.
Yeah.
But it is what it is, I guess. You just got to hang on for another couple of weeks and get some 30-degree weather here back.
That's a heat wave when you're out there.
Yeah.
At a certain point when you're like, when it's like 10 degrees or negative, it all starts to feel the same,
Yeah, it doesn't matter. It's zero or it's minus 10, who cares? It's cold.
Yeah, it's cold, yeah.
Well, then the wind blows and that really makes it cold.
That's where I have a problem. I can handle the negative temperatures, but the wind picks up, then I become a big baby.
Super cold then.
I wear a face mask. Well, not like a COVID one, but like a bravoca, whatever they call it.
Your eyes can see through. But even your eyes freeze.
Yeah. I you ever have your eyelashes freeze?
Oh, yeah.
I've had that happen. That's weird.
Yeah. Let's play some music. We're going to make this a quickie today.
Yeah. We'll be right back. That's another one for you, Bill. Burning for you.
Yeah, that should warm things up.
Yeah, yeah.
And I don't know, 3 or 4 months from now, I'll be whining it's too hot.
Yeah,
so,
yeah.
Did I tell you I went to the doctor?
Yeah.
I had a doctor's appointment yesterday. Yeah. Another useless adventure.
Did he tell you you're too hot?
No, he told me quit drinking Coke. He said, that's garbage for you. I said, well, I've been telling you for 5 years that I've been drinking Coke. He never said anything.
You should tell me you drink Mexican Coke.
He says, drink water. I said, that stuff will kill you. Yeah. I don't know. He just wants to be funny and hurry up and get out of there.
Yeah.
You know, it's, okay. All right. He wanted me to go give blood at the hospital. I said, what for? You don't look at it anyways, you know? I never hear nothing from nobody the whole time I've been coming here.
What did he say about that?
He didn't say anything. I told him I had a ringing in my ears, and he didn't know anything about that either. He knew it was called tinnitus or something that.
Yeah.
He said, that's probably from loud noises or something. I said, well, this is the first time in my life I haven't been making any loud noises, you know.
Yeah.
And now I get a ringing in my ears.
I don't have it too often, but once in a while I'll have ringing in my ears, and I'll have to play some, like, white noise or gray noise, or I'll play some, like, piano music or, I don't know, I nature sounds, that helps with it. But some people get nuts about it.
It comes and goes, but I notice it when you're sitting there doing nothing.
Yeah.
Then you kind of hear it coming.
Yeah.
But I don't know.
Some people go real nuts because they hear it all the time and it never goes away. And
yeah, I know people they said, it's there all the time.
That's horrible.
I said, maybe it's going to kill you or something.
Yeah. Some people go nuts over it, yeah.
Well, the doctor, he didn't think nothing of it. He's...
You
I
might
said, don't you got a pill for this, you know?
No, they don't. They don't, sadly do not have one for that.
No, he knows I wouldn't take it anyway. So
you know, it's one of those things, like I said before, my dad's cousin, he's 90 years old, and he sits there and tells me his issues, and I'm certainly thinking, boy, I don't look forward to getting 90 years old. It sounds painful. I wish to be 90. That'd be great, you know, live to that long. But hopefully by the time I'm 90, medicine's improved a little bit.
I don't know. They're always coming up with new stuff all the time.
Sure.
I went over to Kathy's to watch a football game. You should see all the crazy diseases they got. I never heard of them.
Yeah.
They got wild names, and they got all these.
Yeah.
Crazy medicines that they want to sell you, and it's like
a lot of the ones with digestive stuff has been going on for a long time. They've always known about it, but more people are getting diagnosed because they have like mild symptoms of, like, you know, I don't know, like Crohn's disease, and they don't know it. And then they're like, my stomach just blows up. And well, this is what it is, and what to do. You don't eat this, don't eat that.
A bunch of criminals, if you ask me. It's just
some of it's good, some of it's jokes, you know.
I mean, it's just ridiculous. Ridiculous. Let's play some more music.
Yeah, I got some Runaway for you, so you can run away.
Okay, well, that's good. Let's play. We're supposed to do a quickie today.
Yeah.
Okay.
Made a lipstick, plastic, and paint, but don't you see me rise? love struck Romeo. Sing the streets a serenade, laying everybody low with a love song that he made. Find the streetlight, steps out of the shade, says something like, you and me, babe, how about it? Juliet says, hey, it's Romeo. He nearly gave me a heart attack. He's underneath the window, she's singing, Eli, my boyfriend's back. You shouldn't come around here singing up at people like that. Anyway, what you gonna do about it? Juliet, the dice was loaded from the start, and I bet, and you exploded into my heart. And I forget the movie song. When you gonna realize it was just that the time was wrong, Juliet? Come up on different streets, they both were streets of shame, both dirty, both mean. Yes, and the dream was just the same. And I dreamed your dream for you, and now your dream is real. How can you look at me as if I was just another one of your deals? When you can fall for chains of silver, you can fall for chains of gold, you can fall for pretty strangers and the promises they hold. You promised me everything, you promised me thick and thin, yeah. Now you just say, oh, Romeo, yeah. You know, I used to have a scene with him, Juliet. When we made love, you used to cry. You said, I love you like the stars above. I love you till I die. There's a place for us. You're not a movie song. When are you gonna realize it was just that the time was wrong, Juliet? Do the talks like the talk on the TV, and I can't do a love song like the way it's meant to be. I can't do everything, but I'll do anything for you. I can't do anything except be in love with you. And all I do is miss you and the way we used to be. All I do is keep the beat, bad company, and all I do is kiss you through the bars of a rhyme. Julia, I do the stars with you anytime. Now, Juliet, when we made love, you used to cry. Said, I love you like the stars above. I love you till I die. And there's a place for all of you know the movie song. When you gonna realize it was just that the time was wrong, Julia? And I love struck Romeo. Sing the streets a serenade, laying everybody low with a love song that he made. Find the convenient street light, steps out of the shade and says something like, you and me, babe, how about it? Thank you.
What do you think, though?
Who is that? Romeo and Juliet?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Dire Straits, huh?
Yeah.
Well, they're good, good music people.
Yeah. In a lot of ways, they kind of found some deep, good roots in rock and roll. You know, when I was younger, I didn't appreciate them as much, but now I do, you know. I don't know how you feel, you know, with music nowadays, you know, sometimes you have to look back and be like, oh, look at a different lens, I guess.
I don't know. I like something for 10 minutes and that's the end of it.
Yeah.
I know. It's gone.
It just amazes me how much music's out there nowadays. There's so much, it's actually very hard to find music to your taste. You have to really scour.
Well, everybody's trying to make a buck.
Back in the day, you had the radio station, they'd play music for you, and then they'd be like, oh, you'd want to go buy the album, and then you'd hear the other songs. But now it's completely flipped. It's all online, all their music is, and no one's kind of, I don't know, I guess, organizing it to make it say, hey, listen to this. You know, there's some radio stations still doing that, but it's not really the same anymore.
Well, there's a big record companies.
They're kind of going on the way out.
That's, yeah, they were pushing everything. They made a fortune.
Right.
But it's changing, too. So
it's definitely changing very rapidly.
Everything's changing.
Which is in some ways good. Again,
yeah,
a lot of options out there.
Yeah, either it's good or it isn't.
Yeah.
But for me, it lasts 10 minutes, and then I don't care anymore.
Talking about a band from the 80s, they've had a revival in a way, is Toto. That's who we have up next. There was a band, Weezer, that did a cover of their song, and Toto ended up saying, oh, you guys did a cover of us, we'll do a cover of you. So they covered one of Weezer's songs. And so in a way, this band kind of had a revival from the 80s.
Well, they were good. They were a talented bunch.
Yeah. So we got two of theirs.
All right. Well, let's do that then.
Thank you.
could ever care for me, Rosanna.
It's a real BS show.
Rosanna.
It's about time. We're going to do a quickie, so this should be the last part of it.
Well, to some people, this is, you know, they'll hear like, what, 45 minutes, and actually we did less time than that, but that's okay.
You know? Yeah. Well, I got to go home and throw wood in the fire.
Same here. Got to burn that billsfirewood.com wood, but he's closed for the season, so don't call him.
Yeah, don't bother me.
He's out in the tiny house.
I ain't freezing no more.
He's out in the outhouse right now. Don't bother him. You should answer the phone and be like, hey, I'm in the outhouse right now. I can't take your call.
I say, this is Bill's Firewood and Haberdashery. What can I do for you? How do I direct your call?
I sell ammunitions now.
hats.
For Sedan. You're an international arms dealer. You got out of the wood business.
Yeah, go where the money is. But anyways, well, I don't know what we got left, but
We got some outfield. They're a band from the '80s, early '80s, and a lot of these bands you haven't heard. I probably haven't heard in a long time. So I thought, why not throw them in? They were good then, and they sound good now. They remastered their stuff.
Yeah,
and
I never heard of the Outfield.
Yeah.
Outfielders or whatever they are.
Yeah. Outfield. So this is kind of left outfield, you know. So
left out.
Left out. You know, left side of the outfield. Yeah. So,
I don't. Well, everybody, take it easy. Stay warm. It's we only got a few more weeks of this nonsense.
Yeah. Don't listen to the groundhog. He's It's a groundhog conspiracy.
Did you see that?
Yeah. Six more weeks. Yeah.
What a goofy idea that was. I mean, I don't know what it was like in the beginning, but I went down there and watched it one time, and it was the dumbest thing. I mean,
just remember, when it says it's going to be six more weeks of winter, remember that the groundhog is 36% failure rate at predicting the weather. So we have a good chance of it being the winter coming over, being ending sooner. So,
well, if you figure it out, six more weeks is the first day of spring. So,
yeah, it's only 36% of the time it's right. So we have a good chance of it being wrong.
Groundhog has nothing to do with it. No. So those guys with the top hats that are bouncing around trying to look like movie stars.
I think they're just flipping a quarter. That's what they're doing.
They're goofy. They're just totally goofy. Yeah. Just a big 2-day party where they get drunk the night before. And it's because we went down and played one time.
Yeah.
Punxsutawney at some hotel or something.
And
it's just a big reason to get drunk.
Yeah.
That's all it was.
Yeah.
It's a joke.
I wonder if they ever got bit while handling the groundhog.
I don't know.
There's a lot of questions.
I think they sedate them or something so they don't jiggle around.
They give the alcohol to the groundhogs.
They sedate him so he doesn't jiggle around too much.
Yeah.
Because they lift him up in the air and twirl him around a little bit, you know, and I figured they must give him something to keep him calm.
Yeah.
So, but hey, that's their. There was a lot of people there. I mean, cold as it was, and there was still a lot of people there.
How many people were probably wearing diapers while standing there? Like New York City, on New Year's Eve, they all wear diapers.
Man.
That has to be weird.
Well, people are nuts, so whatever. Everybody to their own nuttiness.
Yeah. I never will do that. I'm sorry. I don't like the idea of standing in a city.
All right, everybody. Stay healthy, you know. Stay healthy and stay
warm.
Eat right and be kind to each other, you know.
Don't be out there slipping around.
And just pray for summertime to show up, or springtime anyways. Yeah. So, okay, we'll see you next week, and on with the show.
See ya.
But if you let me know. passing by. I'm walking in the midnight sun once again. And now I know why love is so blind. It's when you're out of my sight, I'm out of your mind. Say it isn't so.
Tell me I'm the only one.
Say it isn't so.
Without you I can't go on.
How was I to know?
If you keep me guessing, I don't understand.
Say it isn't so.
You got the magic touch.
Say it isn't so.
One that I need so much.
Say it isn't so.
Tell me I'm the only one.
Say it isn't so.
Without you I can't go on.
Say it isn't so.
I just wanted